It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, welcome to another exciting SatelliteGuys.us podcast. And you know, Scott, between my flood and your kidney stones, we sure had a long break there.
Yeah, we did have a long break, and I'm happy to say I am feeling much better after being doubled over most of the weekend and taking a lot of pain medicine, but we're feeling much better now, and we are back with the Satellite Guys podcast. Last Monday night, we did have the Scotty chat, which replaced the podcast for 1 week, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. You know, it was kind of trying to get back into the groove. I had fishies swimming in my apartment, which are drying out now. I'm still kind of living in hotel land over here, but so for those of you that are used to the quality that we normally put out, it was a little bit off because of the fact that we were trying to get in that groove.
Yeah, the Scotty chat last week was very, very interesting because we had over 500 listeners listen to the show. We had a bunch of people call in and ask questions, and the thing I'm most proud about last week's Scotty chat is everything I mentioned on that show before the Charlie chat happened. And I'm very proud of that fact that, once again, we were very, very accurate with our information. And, you know, nobody else does satellite information quite like Satellite Guys.
Yeah, Scott, that crystal ball was definitely dead on. And, you know, hopefully it'll continue to be dead on in the future. And we got to thank everybody who gives us our information. But we're going to keep you super secret so that way we could still keep getting it.
Yep, we are. Our insiders are great insiders. And, you know, Dish and DirecTV both send people looking for who's giving us this information, but we keep it really, really secret. So we thank them for keeping us informed, which allows us to keep you informed.
And you know, everyone loves the Scotty chat because they get to ask the real questions of what they want Charlie to answer. But even though we all know that Charlie's really not going to answer them, well, he will if they hear a good question. But it gives the insight of what a Charlie chat used to be back in the good old days.
Yeah, you know, I'm told that they do listen to the Scotty chats in the studio before the Charlie chat goes on the air. But I'm just really wondering if Charlie's in there and, you know, really paying attention, or they just got some random noise on in the background. I'd be really interested to see if he is tuning in and listening, because that'd be really cool, because we do provide, you know, great support and information for his company and also DirecTV. And, you know, we're lowering his cost of doing business, because instead of people calling up 1-800-333-DISH when they have a problem, they come to Satellite Guys first.
So some good news that did come out of last week's Scotty chat, and also Eric Saul, who was on the Charlie chat. And by the way, Eric, I if you're listening in, I think you are a awesome host. Not to kiss your butt or anything, but you did a really good job.
Yeah, I said last week that that I prefer the grouping of Charlie and Eric together better than the Charlie and Jim. Not that I don't like Jim, but with Eric Saul there, it was much more professional. It was much more themed. Everything flowed very nicely. With Jim and Charlie there, it's kind of like two deers looking in the headlight, and I don't know what's coming next.
Right, exactly. And if something is thrown along the programming and a curveball's thrown at him, Eric kind of knows what's going on since he runs the programming department, and he can generally give an idea of how things are going. But as I was saying, Scott, WGN launched on Dish Network, not only WGN America HD, but WGN Channel 9 CW in Chicago launched in high definition.
And also all the missing Tribune HD stations also launched, which was what exactly I said was going to happen on the Scotty chat before the Charlie chat. Oh, that crystal ball was very, very good last week.
Yeah, I'm glad to finally actually see WGN CW Channel 9 for the Chicago area, because they'll finally get to see SmackDown in HD as well as the CW programming. But not only that, WGN America, which will show all the Cubs, the Bulls games, the White Sox games, and maybe some Blackhawks games. I'm not quite sure on that yet.
Yeah, it's going to be real interesting. I did watch the WGN throwback game the other day, which was celebrating 60 years of WGN carrying the Cubs. And for the first three innings, the first three innings of the game were in black and white. And they actually used the old camera angles they would use 60 years ago, where it was just a steady camera on, you know, one or two of the ledges. And it was really interesting to see how they put the game together back then. And the graphics looked like they were real time, you know, real old graphics and everything like that. It was really cool to see, and it really looked cool to see it all in high definition.
Yeah, I had to take a double look at it because I was, I'm watching via Slingbox on a high definition Slingbox, and I had to take a double look because it's not what I'm used to seeing. And then once when I realized what's going on, they started flashing messages saying, "Hey, don't be mad, it's coming back in color and everything else." And it was really cool what they did, and it really did feel like an old time game. Other than they're like describing the color of the people's socks and everything, and you're like, "Wow, I wish I could see the color."
Yeah, getting back to the Charlie chat for 1 second. On the Charlie chat, Charlie mentioned that the new DTV PAL, which we'll be talking about later in the podcast, is going to cost $59. And a lot of people have been very, very upset about that because they thought they would be able to get the box free because they've been saying that the TR-40 was going to be $39. Let me just clarify something now, and from what I'm hearing, and this is not official, but it appears that Dish will be releasing two separate boxes, one being the DTV PAL, which has a lot more feature set in it, such as programmable timers, antenna pass-through, and a couple other nice features that any other digital converter box does not have. And the TR-40 is going to be a lesser box that's just going to be a basic DTV converter. And that will be $39 and be available in the near future. So if you're wondering why Charlie raised the price of the DTV PAL, he really didn't. The TR-40 is still coming along. They just decided to make one box a premium box. And everybody else is charging $59 for basic DTV converter. So it's really not like they're ripping people off, because the DTV PAL is an excellent box. And again, we'll get to that in just a little bit here, but I wanted to let people know about why Charlie said the DTV PAL is $59.
Right, and when you think about it, Scott, even though he did up the price on it because it does have additional features, it's still not bad when you use your converter coupons.
No, every box in the store that I've been to, no matter if it's a Zenith, RCA, I saw a Magnavox tonight that I almost picked up to review, and I've seen Insignia, I've seen a couple other boxes, and all of them have been $59. So that's where the market price is right now. For $19 for a digital converter box, you're not doing too bad.
So, speaking of digital converter boxes and other good stuff, we want to let people know about our DirecTV cutting edge area,
right?
And all the field testings that we have going on right now.
Yeah, as you may have seen, Scott was little classic Scott, where he went on a little bit of a rampage about a month ago, and basically let it all out in one of the forums on Satellite Guys, saying my feelings about the entire process. And fortunately, DirecTV took what I wrote and understood it the way I meant it for them to understand it. And they're now including us on a bunch of the new CE process. And I'm proud to announce that Satellite Guys is part of the new DirecTV widgets field tests. We had signups for Satellite Guys members, and a certain number of members were selected for the first run of the widget trials, and we're very happy so far with the way everything's going. And we're told by DirecTV that we have a bunch more field trials coming down the road for us in the future, including some hardware tests. So we're very, very excited about the future of Satellite Guys working together with DirecTV.
And if you're not in our CE forum, go ahead and sign on as a registered user. Click on the DirecTV area, and there's a CE forum there. And if you have any of the receivers, like an HR20, and there's a whole list of receivers. But basically, every Friday night, you can go download beta software. You do have to agree to a few rules and stuff like that. But go give it a shot and test it out. And the cool benefits of the programming is that you get to see new features, but at the same time, they are buggy. So you do have to report the bugs, and so that way, DirecTV can improve the product.
Right, the CE program is not for everybody. Let's be completely honest about that. But if you're a person who likes to test things out, to kick the tires and see if you can break something, the CE program is for you. And you know, you do get to see a lot of new software before anybody else gets to see it, and you actually get to see it shaped before your eyes, because what comes out in a raw form, by the time it's released to the general public, becomes a nice polished a diamond in the rough becomes a nice polished diamond in the end.
Yeah, it's definitely is. And we've seen other features such as Media Share. It's literally coming along, and I can't wait until Media Share is available to everybody. I understand that there are some forms of it, but until we can get everything going, and Media Share will be something that the end users will absolutely love to be able to listen to music on their TVs or view even home videos on their TVs.
Well, they can do that now with a lot of the MediaShare stuff that's in there. The other MediaShare stuff that's currently in field trial is the ability to watch DirecTV on your PCs in your house. And that was that's been testing for now for the past couple weeks, where you can actually pull up an interface on your computer, and it looks like you're sitting directly in front of a HR20 or an HR21, and you can enjoy all the programming from your satellite receiver on your computer inside your house. So that way you can bring your XM with you into your office. You can bring your high-definition baseball game with you into your office. You don't need to wire in a DirecTV receiver to watch all that stuff, and it's working really well. The high-definition quality has been tremendous, and the audio quality has been excellent as well. It's just like having an HR20 in your room, but you don't need to wire it to it. It's all over your network.
Yeah, that's exactly so. We're going to go ahead and change gears, Scott. You know, you talked about the DTV PAL earlier, and, you know, I got some DTV converter box coupons, and I'm looking to spend these guys on DTV PAL. When can I find this?
Well, the DTV PAL is supposed to be officially released by Dish Network on the 19th. That's the date I keep hearing. I've asked for official confirmation of that yet. You know, they keep saying they're trying to reach that date. So if it doesn't come out around the 19th, on the 19th, it's going to be sometime around the 19th. They're really, really pushing to get it out there. I do feel very, very fortunate that I was the first person sent a DTV PAL for review. You know, the DTV PAL compared to the other digital converters I've tested is absolutely superior box for the money. When you have the event timers built into it, so that way the DTV PAL can automatically change channels at certain times for you, so that way you can record them on your DVD recorder or your old VCR if you still have one. It's really great. The guide is the best guide out there that I've seen for any digital converter box. And, you know, my review that I did, because I wanted to get it up there real fast since we were the first persons to get one of these boxes, I didn't let it sit in the data stream for 24 hours. But after you let the DTV PAL sit in the stream for a while and have the power off, the guide filled up for almost a week. And it was very impressive. It looked just like you were watching regular Dish Network programming, because the program guide is exactly the same as a normal Dish Network guide that you know and love now.
Right, and the guide is populated over PSIP, right, Scott?
Yes, it is. There's been a lot of confusion in things because the DTV PAL supports a TV guide on screen, and as far as I'm told, that the DTV PAL does not decode the TV guide on screen data. Your TV or your DVD burner or your VCR supports that, and the DTV PAL can be controlled by those devices, and it has to be put in a special mode, since, you know, your TV, your DVD burner or your VCR has no idea what a DTV PAL is, so it has to be put in a special remote mode so it can pick up the IR from the IR blasters from your TV, DVD burner or VCR, and be controlled by it. So that way, at 7 o'clock at night, it turns the Wheel of Fortune. 7:30, it turns on Jeopardy, and it records it all for you and everything else there. And it's all seamlessly interfaced with your other equipment.
Now, if a customer wants to go and get the DTV PAL, they can go to www.dtvpal.com. And soon they'll be able to order it directly from Dish Network. The only downside to that is the Dish Network DTV PAL website does not accept converter coupons. So if you want to use your converter coupons, you're going to have to go find a retailer, which I believe you can search for there right on the website.
Yeah, there should be a retailer listing on the DTV PAL website once they are available and shipping. And all those people listed on that site are DTV approved to accept the coupons. So it's a very, very good unit. If you're worried about spending $19 for the unit, you probably shouldn't own a TV set. You know, just smash what you got now, because, you know, what you're getting here is a nice upgrade, and you're getting features that nothing does besides a DTV PAL. The DTV PAL is the best digital converter currently out there on the market. Well, as soon as it comes out on the market, it's still going to be the best one on the market.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting to see, and I can't wait. And I've reviewed a couple of other devices like the DTV PAL, and nothing compares to what I've seen it from playing with it at Team Summit and also at CES when the TR40 and 50. and nothing compares to it.
Right. And hopefully next week on next week's podcast, we're going to have Dave Zatz join us. He's the person that runs the website Zatz Not Funny. That's ZatzNotFunny.com. And he'll be joining us next week because me and him were the two people that were shipped converter boxes from Dish Network, and we were both wowed by them. And I want to share my experiences and also hear what Dave had to think about them, because it's really interesting. He didn't really know too much about the digital aspects of things. He put up a couple videos on YouTube, and he was trying to tune in channel 4 on his DTV pal, and it wouldn't pick it up. And of course, when he was trying to tune it in, he was punching in channel 4 on the DTV pal, and the you know, channel setup screen, instead of the actual DTV channel number it was, which was happened to be 34. So if he would have punched in 34 on his channel setup screen, he would have got a signal, and it would have remapped it to channel 4 for him, but he didn't really understand all that stuff. So we got two different ends of the spectrum here, me and him, and it'd be kind of neat for you guys to hear our takes on different things, because he's not really the techie person that follows the DTV stuff while I am. So you can hear him as a real end user tell you his experience with the DTV pal.
Well, Scott, that's the music. I guess we're going to go ahead and wrap things up for this week.
Yep, and hopefully the rest of the week is a nice, safe, healthy, dry week for all of us.
And we'll see you all real soon.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.